Hi, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Charlie. Welcome to the 60 Second Newscast. Today we are talking about the body clock.
Scientists Jeffrey Hall, Michael Rosbach, and Michael Young won the 2017 Nobel Prize for Medicine for unraveling the molecular mechanisms that control our body clocks.
Rosbach said in the news that the trio had won the Nobel Prize, which is worth $9 million. Also, chronobiology, or the study of biological clocks, is now a growing field of research thanks to the pioneering work of the scientists.
Scientists were already pondering at the concept of body clock genes in the 1960s and 1970s. Then in the 1980s, scientists used fruit flies to isolate a gene called period that controls the daily body rhythm.
We are hopeful that we did with flies what we retained more widely, Young said in the news briefing at Rockefeller University, but added it has unfolded in a way that just couldn't be imagined at the beginning.
Thanks for listening in. See you next time on the 60 Seconds Newscast.
Good afternoon. This is Ryan and Mike from 60 Second News.
We are here to report that protesters continue to disrupt the Supreme Court nominee hearings. The Capitol Police arrested over 70 people for disruptions during Tuesday's hearing.
During Wednesday's hearings, police temporarily closed off the hearing. Some women are standing up because if they are quiet, they know their lives are going to be impacted in the future.
Soon after the Kavanaugh's hearing, women scheduled advocacy groups, including the Women's March Ultraviolet and NARL, to stand up for themselves.
A woman from the confirmation hearing said, "I was the second woman who spoke my piece." She stood up to defend her rights during the hearing.
As you can see, there is a lot of chaos during these hearings.
And that wraps up our 60 Second podcast today.
Hi everyone, this is Tegan O'Connor with WildlifeSaviors.org. As you may have heard, the Dutch inventor Boyan Slat launches the world's first plastic cleanup system on Saturday. As we watch from dry land, a 2,000-foot-long floating barrier will slither its way out under the Golden Gate Bridge and into the Pacific Ocean to eventually make its way to the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. An array of 60 systems will reduce the amount of plastic in the Great Garbage Patch by half by 2025. With this in mind, the system is also safe for wildlife. A 10-foot deep so-called skirt goes beneath the waves, and the skirt is solid rather than net, so it should protect the wildlife from more plastic harm and keep them from getting caught and entangled with the foreign objects. By producing products that are not single use, you reduce the risk of more plastic ending up in the ocean by 99%. As you can tell, this is an ambitious plan, but removing the plastic is only half of the equation. What happens afterward? The plastic still needs to be dealt with, and the plastic production needs to be halted. As humans, we need to stop ruining and start saving our one and only home. That's all. With WildlifeSaviors.org, signing off, Tegan O'Connor.
Hi everyone, this is Adriana and Jess from 60 Second News. Today's topic is how e-cigarette packaging could be targeting kids all over the world. The packaging is made to resemble juice boxes, candy, or cookies. Some of the flavors are One Mad Hit Juice Box, which resembles an apple juice box. Then there is Vanilla Cookies and Milk, which looks like vanilla wafers. And then Vapehead Sour Smurf, which looks like Warhead candy, just to name a few. These all sound so delicious. No wonder why kids are buying these things. Nick Warrender, which makes Vapehead Sour Smurf sauce, said the product has been taken off the market and packaged differently 6 months ago.
Also, these products were illegally sold to minors online, so kids could have been saying they were 18 when they were really 15. Kids these days. They were also packaged inappropriately. The FDA had to send 40 warning letters to some of the companies who sold tobacco products to minors. A lot of the companies that were making some of these products had to change their packaging so kids wouldn't be as attracted to it. They had to take a pledge to reduce the levels of nicotine in regular cigarettes to smaller addictive levels, and they believe that e-cigarettes could help adult smokers switch to less harmful nicotine.
That's it for now. Hope you enjoyed our podcast. Join us next time at 60 Second News.
Hi everyone, this is Gavin and Maddie from 60 Second News.
All of you probably heard of the popular search engine known as Google that has changed the way we find information forever.
Google has changed the world in 20 years since it was founded on September 4th, 1998.
But according to James W. Cortada, author of All the Facts, A History of Information in the United States since 1870, there are actually lots of ways in which Google has not changed anything.
The stuff people are searching for hasn't changed. The way they're searching for it has.
By the 18th century, people were assuming, I don't know what the book is on this topic, but I bet you there is a book out there.
Google has been compared to the index of a book rather than the table of contents.
Think of it as you wanted to know the year Donald Trump was born. If you had an encyclopedia, you would look at the entry for Donald Trump and find the answer, 1946. But you would also have to skim past the other information about his childhood.
If you Googled it, the year is right there at the top. When asked about the future, Cortada believes artificial intelligence might be able to tell whether you already know all about Trump or not. I can't imagine finding info without Google.
That's it for now. Join us next time on 60 Second News.
Making it illegal to sit or lie on sidewalks podcast.
Hello everyone, this is
Abby
and Mick from 60 Second News. We will be discussing making it illegal in some cities to lie or sit down on public sidewalks. This law has actually already been passed in Durango City at the council meeting on May 15th, 2018. They believe that doing this will improve the safety and atmosphere in their downtown areas.
After the city council received many complaints about people lying in the middle of the sidewalk outside of shops, they began to consider consequences. First, you will receive a warning. Next, the offender could be facing law fines not exceeding $100. If the law is broken again, you could be looking at fines not exceeding $200.
The biggest disagreement to this new law has... What law was how people did not want to discriminate the homeless and panhandlers as Dick White's people can stand with his sign on Main Avenue all day long, and they are absolutely within their First Amendment rights. As long as you are not sitting or lying down, you're crime-free.
Thanks for listening.
Hey.
Hi, this is Bob Saget.
I'm Jeff with Good Morning Mars.
Have you ever taken an Uber? Well, there is now self-driving Uber trucks that deliver something other than people. This new invention hauls cargo across Arizona.
Earlier in 2017, after Uber tested its technology, they began contracting with other trucking companies to use their Volvo big rigs to take loads across the states. The technology behind self-driving trucks remains in infancy, with hurdles they must overcome, such as passing government regulations and the trucker buy-in.
The trucks are not completely self-driving. Alden Woodward, Ellen Woodrow, who leads Uber's self-driving trucks efforts, says, "We were operating our own trucks, but in the future it remains to be seen what happens."
The trucks have software, hardware, and an array of sensors, and Arizona Uber AGT is testing self-driving cars.
Thank you. This was Bob Saget.
And Jeff from Good Morning Mars.
Hi everyone, we are Mia, Madison, and Connor with 60 Second News. As you may have heard, there have been groups opposing Brett Kavanaugh's nomination hearings this week. People are disrupting and outbursting Kavanaugh's hearings because of beliefs that he is not preserving civil rights and democracy. 70 people were arrested. On Wednesday, police temporarily closed off the hearing from additional spectators.
The Center for Popular Democracy Action worked with the Women's March, Ultraviolet, and NARAL to try and get supporters to flood the Capitol. They offered lodging to travel protesters in jail and bail support if necessary. People are describing it as pandemonium and unlike anything they've seen before. However, supporters say it looked like a room full of people unified in understanding that their rights are being threatened.
In the end, protesters were given tickets but had prepared for worse. They are doing everything they can to make sure the senators hear them. Whose side are you on? That's it for now. Join us next time on 60 Second News.
Hi, it's Tyler and Izzy with 60 Second News. We are here today to report about 20 years of Google and how it has changed the way we think. Google was founded on September 4th, 1998, Oh my God, that's old. In the United States, the history corresponds with the trend toward mass literacy. The Congress noticed this and encouraged it to spread. The government allowed information access by giving out inexpensive postal delivery of newspapers for people on matters such as home economics, but technology that spread information became cheaper and easier to get. Internet search and Google's improvement of technology is just another step in that direction. The only difference is frequency and quantity, says James Cortado.
The more services we use like Google, the more our brains organize the world in an index-based fashion. This means people who make a living providing information are increasingly organizing their presentation to catch eyeballs looking for a specific details and indexes. As a result, the way we interact with information is largely more disjointed than it was for our ancestors. That's all for today with 60 Second News. See you next time.
Hi, this is Megan and Adam with 60 Second News. Sometimes, after a long day of walking, you just want to sit down and take a quick break. Not anymore in this Colorado city. Durango City has enacted a rule that illegalizes sitting or lying down on downtown sidewalks, curbs, and other various public areas. This ordinance was passed on May 15th, and a council member, Dick White, claims that the ordinance is meant to improve overall safety and the atmosphere in the city's downtown after years of loitering complaints by business owners. This affects public property for pedestrian or vehicle travel from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 a.m. Some members of the council and other business owners wonder why the ban isn't in effect for full 24 hours a day.
Discrimination accusations prompted White's response of, "People can stand with a sign on Main Avenue all day long and they are absolutely within their First Amendment rights. Offenders of the law will receive a warning at first, but a possible $100 fine would be administered for a second offense and even a $200 fine for a third. Some events, such as performances and festivals, are exempt to this rule during those times." This is Megan and Adam with 60 Second News.
Hello, everyone. This is the 60 Second Podcast with your hosts, Julia,
Peter,
and Sophia.
Have you ever seen garbage in the ocean? Do you feel like something should be done to stop this pollution? Well, Boyan Slat, a Dutch teenager, had a dream to clean up the Great Pacific Ocean, one piece of plastic at a time. Slat's prototype of the ocean's cleanup system 001 was included on Time's list for best inventions of 2015.
The project, also known as the Ocean Cleanup, started as a large tank to collect garbage like plastic and is now an automated modular system, which is a floating barrier that is almost 2,000 feet long. It moves with the ocean's currents, naturally moving to areas of higher concentration. Since the system is solid and not a net, the sea life that lives around it will not be harmed by the invention.
Woohoo! 193 countries signed as a resolution contract to eliminate plastic pollution in the ocean. For example, fast food restaurants removed plastic from their stores. Still, over 8 million tons of plastic enter the ocean each year, which is why Slat sees his mission as a race against time.
Hello, this is Kyla and Sam from 60 Second News. As you may have heard, self-driving Uber trucks have been hauling cargo across Arizona since November of last year. This is the first step in what promises to be a freight transportation revolution that could radically reshape the jobs of long-haul truckers. Uber began contracting with trucking companies to use its own autonomous Volvo big rigs to take over the loads. The big step for us is recently is that we can plan to haul goods in both directions using Uber Freight to coordinate load pickups and drop-offs with local truckers, said Alan Woodrow, the leader of self-driving trucks effort. And Uber isn't alone in its pursuit. Companies join them, such as Tesla and the Tesla Semi.
The way Uber's trucking program works is that trucks driven by humans arrive at hubs set up at weigh stations where their trailer loads are switched over to Uber's Volvos. These trucks are made with hardware and software and an array of sensors that help the truck make what amounts to a glorified cruise control run across the state. The idea that truckers go home to their families instead of being on the road. States like Michigan, California, and Arizona are adapting their rules to try and be on the front lines of a potential transportation shift. That's all for 60 Second News. Join us next time.
Hi, everyone. This is Emma.
And Katie with 60 Second News. And today we're here to talk about three scientists winning the Nobel Prize with their amazing body clock studies.
Three young American scientists, Michael Rosbach, Michael Young, and Jeffrey Hall, won the 2017 Nobel Prize for Medicine. The Nobel Prize has been awarded every year since 1901 for accomplishments Excellence in Physics, Chemistry, Literature, and Peace.
The three scientists were given this prestigious award for unraveling the molecular mechanisms that control our internal body clocks.
Believe it or not, they used fruit flies to separate a certain gene called period to show how a protein is encoded into our cells. Period controls our daily biological rhythm, keeping it regular.
A person's body clock impacts everything from hunger, emotion, metabolism, and much more. This discovery will help scientists to figure out sleep patterns and possibly help those who are not in a particular pattern.
Do you have a healthy sleep pattern? If not, maybe these scientists will have fixed that for you sometime in the near future. This has been Katie and Emma with 60 Second News.
Hi everyone, this is Ava with 60 Second News. Just over 20 years ago, Google was founded and the world was changed forever. From looking at cat pictures to doing research for projects, Google is a part of many people's everyday life. The speed and efficiency of Google makes it better than any encyclopedia, and it's also easier to transport because Google lives in your phone, computer, tablet, and even your car. Google is not all-powerful, though. Problems with Google include misleading or incorrect information and the fact that people are not making additional connections to the information they are reading. That would be where an encyclopedia might come in handy. Elaborating on that, people are not making additional connections because they are only seeing what they ask for and they don't have to skim other information to find answers. Google basically does all of the work for you. We don't realize how good we have it compared to the researchers of the past. I still prefer Google over a book any day. That's all for today, guys. Thank you for listening to my podcast on 60 Second News.
Dutch teenager Boyan Salt, 23, has designed the world's first ocean plastic cleanup system. After 5.5 years of hard work, the system won a floating barrier nearly 2,000 feet long will snake its way under the Golden Gate Bridge to the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, a plastic waste twice the size of Texas between California and Hawaii. An array of 60 systems could reduce the amount of plastic by 50% by 2025. Wow. So that tells us that for 6 years, it has only gotten worse and worse. Now, hopefully, we are turning the tide. This idea has been his only goal since he was 16 and went on a diving trip to Greece, and he saw more plastic bags and fish. Can you believe that? The modular system moves with the currents naturally gravitating to areas of higher concentration. The system looks like a pipe sitting on the surface of the sea, but beneath is a 10-foot deep scar, which sea life will be protected from because the system is solid rather than net. He hopes that boats will collect the garbage and take it to recycling. The mission is a race against time as plastic gradually breaks into microplastics, which will eventually enter the food chain. The sooner we get it out, the better, Slot says. That's it for 60 Second News with Sophia.
In the wake of new technology, Uber has been sending self-driving trucks on delivery runs across to Arizona since November of 2017, which seems to be the first step in a freight transportation revolution. The way that Uber's trucking program works is that the trucks driven by humans arrive at hubs set up at weigh stations near the Arizona border, where their trailer loads are switched over to the Uber trucks. These trucks are equipped with hardware, software, and an array of sensors developed by Uber. From then, the Uber truckers go on a glorified cruise control run across the state, where they will meet with another out-of-state trucker at the border and move their cargo to the other truck, where it will finish its trip. While the Uber driver still gets their time in on the road, but are still staying relatively local to their families. Though this may seem impressive, it is still relatively small-scale operation in the realm of trucking. But it is a step forward in the trucking industry. Autonomous vehicles are being pursued by dozens of companies, ranging from large automakers and companies like Uber to technology startups. Slowly, states are adapting to these technological advances, such as Arizona and Michigan, who have changed their laws many times in order to cope with new advances the companies have made. Well, that's it for 60 Second News. See you next time.